Our thought is the goodness of God, and that part, it's not what I had any, didn't make sense to me. That makes plenty of sense to me. But the scripture that kept coming to me all week that I couldn't understand how we could use it here, but I believe the Lord can use it, so I can't get away from it, so I'm going to have to read it. But what we're going to take for reading out is Genesis chapter 50, to do with Joseph. And Joseph had dreams, and he told his brothers how, and even his mother and his father, how they was going to kneel down to him. And they had a hard time with that. Even his mom and dad had a hard time with it. But anyway, it come to pass that God took that and brought it to pass. And I want to start reading right here. This is after Jacob had passed away. But we want to read here and start reading in the 15th verse. And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, and they said unto Joseph, "We'll peradventure hate us, and we will certainly regret us or requite us all for evil which we did unto him." And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, "Thy father did command before he died, saying, so shall ye say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, the trespasses of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive the trespasses of the servants of God and thy father Joseph well," when they spake unto him. And the brethren also went and fell down before his face, and they said, "Behold, we be thy servants." And Joseph said unto them, "Fear not, for I am in a place of God. But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass it at this day to save such people alive." And as I begin to think about this, the goodness of God, a lot of you know where I'm going to go read for a text, and we'll go read that right quick, and then we'll come back to this in Romans chapter 2. In the fourth verse, it says, "Or despise thou the riches of the goodness of forbearance of the long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance." And that's what's been on my heart all week, is the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. And I thought about how God got me in shape to get me to repent as a lost person, and the things I went through. And I'm just going to be honest with you, it didn't seem like good to me. And the whole time I got to thinking about how that scripture just kept coming to me of Joseph, how he told him, it said, "What you've done to me that seemeth to you to be evil, God took and used it for his good." And I thought about so much, so many times, how God, the things happened to us through life, and how it's us seems to be evil, but it ends up God to be good, and all things work together for good for those that love God, and we know that. So there's some things that we go through that we just don't think is good for us. But the reason I had a hard time with this, I know this is what his brother's done to him to be evil, not God. That's the reason I had a hard time with it. But I want you to know, even with God, what seems like sometimes the things we go through, it seems like evil. I want you to know for what we're having to go through. And I know God's not evil. I understand that, but listen to me. I believe sometimes the things we get through and go through, it hurts us so. And I realize for me, I don't know about for y'all, but for me, he had to bring me down really low to be able to draw me unto him. And just what I went through that night when I finally got saved, I want you to know it truly hurt. It hurt down deep. And I realized what I was in the sight of God. And I realized I was, and I hear some of you say, the pains of hell never really got a hold on
so much, but they did me. I don't argue with you about what you went through when you was lost, but for me, it got serious. At that night, it become very real to me. Hell become very real to me. It hurt me, and I want you to realize today that part of the drawing of God was a little hard for me, and if it wasn't for you, then you're different than I am. I want you to know it hurt me. It scared me. It had me a point that I didn't know what to do but said go to God. And I want you to realize what him bringing me through all that was getting me to a point that he could bring good to me. I had to go through some bad things to get where I need to be. I see people go through bad things. I've been through bad things to get where I needed to be in my life. I want you to know I watched my sister die. I went when I wasn't on my call to preach. I want you to know that didn't seem good to me. That didn't seem right to me. And she wasn't her running from her call to preach. She couldn't even call to preach. It was me. And that hurt. Me, but for the, God used it for his good. My sister went through all that. She had never been saved to 6 months before she died, and she had to get in a shape to be brought down where the Lord could humble her. That she'd call on the name of the Lord and be saved. I want you to realize some of the things we go through, it seems like it's an almost evil, but God has a teaching for it. I think about David and the shape he got into. Listen to me, what Joseph went through. Listen, he was thrown in prison. He was accused of things he didn't do. The king's wife or one of them, I can't even remember which one it was, accused him of trying to have relations with him. And it wasn't him the other time. It was her the whole time. The man got thrown in prison for it. Now, I want you to know, how can you think that would be good for him? But it was only good for him. It saved his life, but it saved Israel's life too. I want you to know, there's things we go through we don't understand, and I won't seem like it'd be evil. I hear people say all the time, what kind of God would do that? The kind of God that loves you. That knows you won't humble yourself until you have to be brought down. My wife got saved the first night after revival. In 10 minutes after becoming, I don't understand that. She didn't have to be brought down as low on me. Some of us have to be brought down pretty low. I was full of pride. I was not going to cry, and I ain't saying crying to save you. I'm not saying that. But I want you to know if you are ashamed to cry out in front of people, then it'll be a stumbling block before you and God. I want you to know I was ashamed. I wasn't going to do it. I had too much pride to do it. He finally got me to a place that he brought me down to a place, and it was the same way with my call to preach. I went 8 years full of pride saying I would not do it. And I want you to know he brought me to a place that I was willing, not only willing, I couldn't wait to do it. Amen. And it didn't seem like it was good to me. What y'all went through may have been seemed like good to y'all, but it didn't seem good to me. And I promise you what Joseph went through, it didn't seem like it was good to him. But God was trying to get this man to where he could use him. And also that he could save many people's lives. I want you to realize what you go through to be saved. I want you to know it's something you'll never forget. When you pass from death unto life, you'll never forget it. But most of us won't ever forget. I want you to know when I got saved, the peace had come. I remember that. But I also remember the night when I got right there and I made eye contact with Sister Betty Sue Manor, and I want you to know right then I knew if I walked out the doors of that church I was going to die and go to hell. That didn't seem good to me. It didn't seem good to me. I just knew it was going to happen. And I want you to know that night he finally got somebody that had been trying and playing, seeking God in every way. I wanted to get to a point that I was willing to do it His way. Fell down back there on that second bench. And I want you to know, I can't tell you a word I said, but I knew I needed God. And I want you to know, you need God today. What you're going through, you may not think fair. You may think it hurts, and it does. But He's trying to bring good to you. It's the goodness of God to get you in that shape. David, he said, I love the Lord. And I love Him too, because He heard my voice and my supplication. I want you to know that God, with a literal voice, I don't remember saying a thing. He heard my voice from in here. He heard me call upon Him. He knew I needed Him. I couldn't stand that trouble. I've heard some talk about I haven't had fear for long. Listen to me, I was convinced for 3 years I was lost. But without God bringing you down and you being convicted, you cannot be saved. You have to be brought down by God. And when the Holy Spirit of God convicts you, you will know there's a difference being convinced and being convicted. And when it's a small child, they can understand there's a heaven. They can understand there's a hell. They can understand there's a Jesus. But until the Holy Spirit of God gets involved, you can't get there. But honey, when He does, He'll bring you down. And it won't feel good. And the Lord, I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice and my supplication. Because He hath inclined His ear unto me, therefore I will call upon Him as long as I live. The sorrow of the day has compassed me, and the pains of hell got a hold upon me, and I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. Oh Lord, I beseech Thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, righteous, yea, our God is merciful. Our Lord preserveth the simple, and the I was brought low, and He helped me return to rest. Oh my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee, for He hath delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe I was saved just like David. I believe that in all my heart. I've heard some of you say I wasn't in that much trouble when I got saved. I believe you. I believe you. But you had been in trouble. I want you to know you had to have a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And a contrite spirit is a crushed spirit. You've got to be crushed. You've got to realize what you are in the sight of God. What are you? You're a sinner. You're the one that you're the one that nailed His Son to the cross. You're the one that the blood was on your hands, or is on your hands today. I want you to know, realize that you're going to hell. It is a bad thing, but I want you to know God is trying to get you to a place and let you know that He can save your soul. And that is the goodness of God. Amen. That's how He draws you. He draws you by letting you know that you're lost. He draws you by letting you know that hell is real. He draws you by letting you know that Jesus gave His life for you. He draws you by His Holy Spirit. He draws you by His Word. He draws you, and He's leading you, trying to get you to a place that you will surrender unto Him and repent and be saved. And that is the goodness of God. Ain't that good? There's been so many things I've been through in my life since I've been saved that I go back and relate that to. And I know if I will get myself in a position to humble myself to God, He'll still help me. I've been through things that just didn't seem fair. It didn't seem right. I want you to know you don't think it didn't seem fair to Jesus when He went up to the Garden of Gethsemane. He fell down on His face. He was in such agony that His sweat turned to blood. I want you to know you're going to have to humble yourself. He is our prime example of that. He said, not my will, Father, but Thy will be done. I want you to know this man had to humble himself, and he was God. Do you think it seemed fair to him? I asked you today, who here today thinks it seemed fair to the Son of God to have to die for something like me? Where's the fairness in that? You tell me. You tell me where it's good that Jesus had to die for you. You show me where it's good. But just like with Joseph, he worked good that many lives could be saved. Oh, listen to me today. God is trying to work something good in you. What you're going through today, if you're saved and you're going through trouble, I want you to know it'll work for good if you'll let God, if you'll humble yourself and let God use you in it. If you're here today and you're lost and you know that hell's going to be your home, if you don't repent and trust the Savior, he's trying to do something good for you by letting you know what you are. And letting you know where you're going to go if you don't put your trust in him. That's the goodness of God. Amen. It's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. That's good. I don't care how sorry you may be or how sweet you may be. He's not willing for you to perish. Amen. He don't care if you're a Jew or Gentile, you're yellow, black, red, or green. He don't care what you are. He loves you today. A contrite spirit, a crushed spirit. When you get to a place that you ain't got nothing else, and that's where I've got two different times. That's where I got to this morning. All week I thought, Lord, that don't make no sense to me. That's Joseph's brother's done that to him, not you. You didn't do it to him. I know you was working it for good. I understand that, Lord, but you didn't do this. I want you to know, I believe God knew all of what was going to happen. I believe he knew exactly what the brothers was going to do. I believe he knew that even his daddy and mama was going to be jealous of him. And I believe he knew all this, and he let Joseph go through all this. He watched all of it happened. He knew exactly what was going to happen. That his daddy and mama might be saved alive. That his brothers and one that betrayed him could be saved alive. We betrayed Jesus. Listen to me today. We have betrayed him, but because of what he went through for us, the agony he went through, all the things he went through, how he was denied of me and he rejected of his own people. Listen to me. Because he went through all that, and then it got down to the point that even his father turned on him. Listen, when it got down to that, you think he thought it was good. But it was good for me and you, wasn't it? Listen to me. What you're going through today, what you feel today, that pain you feel, the trouble you're going through, you can deny it. You can push it away. You can say it's not true. You can say that preacher's a liar. But it's real. Amen. And if God's showing you today, you better heed to the warning. Because that's the goodness of him. It's trying to get you to a place that you'll call on the Lord. Amen. The Lord saved me that night. I started me up a little Facebook page, and I done it for no other reason, to try to give God honor and glory. Amen. Invite people to come to this church. You can say you don't like Facebook. That's fine. I wasn't crazy about it myself. But I've seen people like Brother Marty use it in such a way. Amen. To reach people. And I've seen others do the same thing. So I try to put a little something on there every Saturday. But all week, all I could think about was you. You that are lost. I know what you're going through. For me, some of you just go, it just seems like on and on. I done that. I went through that. I even made myself shed a few tears one time thinking about my daddy and my pop. And listen, when it finally got to the point that he crushed me, he brought that on me, and it seemed bad to me. But listen, it ended up being good for me. And I want you to know that's what he's trying to do for you today. What you're going through, he's trying to get you to a place that you'll trust him. That Jesus had to get to that place himself, that he trusted him, not my will, Father, but yours be done. He prayed to the Father. And I want to tell you, if he was willing to do it, you need to be willing to do it. He was crushed, and you're going to have to be crushed. He went through agony, and you're going to have to go through agony to be able to get there. So today, if you're going through that today, if you're here lost, he's trying to get you into a place he can save your soul. That is the goodness of God. If you're here today and you've been through things and you're still crushed, and I'm just like, yeah, I don't understand it. It's almost got to seem like, why me? Why my family? Why are we going through this? But I promise you what you're going through. Joseph laid in that prison and said, I never done nothing. I never done nothing to my brothers. I love my brothers. I love my mom and dad. I never done nothing to that woman. I never laid a hand on her. Matter of way, in fact, I pushed her away. Why am I here? Why is this happening to me? Listen to me, God had a plan, and he was going to work it for good. He's going to work it for good. If all what we've been through in the last couple years was for this last revival, for those souls we saved, for the lives that were saved, what we've been through, it was worth it all. I know you may say you can say that. You ain't been through it. I have. I've lost night after night of sleep with you. So what we've been through, it's not easy. What you're going through today, if you're lost, is not easy. You might even, like the world would say, it's evil. You may even think it's evil. But I want you to know, once you get there, once you get to his purpose, and that is you seeking him and being saved by his grace, you'll realize how good it is and how good he is. Because he could just let you go. He could have let me walked out that night. I could have got up right there. And I was sitting right in here. And I said I was going to quit leaving the pulpit. But I was sitting right here. I got up and I went to leave. He could have let me walked out. He could have let me walked out and busted hell wide open. But the goodness of God, little old sister sitting right there, look up at me. And she looked at me just like, what are you doing? And I took another step, and then hell got real. And then I looked up and I saw them double doors. And I know how it hurt. Full of pride, wouldn't cry. I fell down back there, and all I can remember is just pouring my heart out. Listen to me. When I raised up peace and knowing it was all gone, how good was God then? After he crushed me, he brought me down. Listen, I've been there, and everybody else has too. It don't seem fair. Just don't seem fair, does it? But he's trying to get you somewhere. Amen. He's trying to get you somewhere. I guess it's been now since I got saved. 44 years. And I still remember it like it was yesterday. I'm thankful for that peace. But I'm thankful for the trouble. Because I know me. You may be different. Everybody is. I don't know how long you run, Brother Barry, if you're called to preach. 3 months. He didn't have to crush him like he did me. All of us are different. Every one of us. You may just got what you said. I got in a little trouble and I got saved. That's good. I believe you. But Jeff Likens was stubborn and he had to bring me down. More than once, he had to bring me down this week. Be saying, Lord, that don't make no sense. I want you to know after last night, this morning, it began to make sense to me. I'm tired of not resting, Lord. Let me sleep tonight. I'm willing. Quit being stubborn-headed. Get saved. Quit being stubborn-headed. He's trying to do good in your life. And you won't let him. I guess that's my little thought. He's not willing for you to perish. He was not going to let his children die. So he let Joseph go through what he did. He let his brothers do to him what they would. He's bringing you to a place that he can use you. We talk about the potter and the clay. He's trying to get you on the turning wheel if you're lost. And if you're on that wheel, I don't know what his purpose, everything is for you. I don't know what all his purpose is for me, but I know part of it was for today. I believe that. Brother Larry told us last week all what Saul had to go through and all the things had to come together. I believe this. I believe there was a purpose for us being here today. You're a visitor. I promise you, he brought you here for a reason today. If you got up this morning and said, we need to go to Hilltop, you could leave here and say, I don't understand why we had to do that. Let me tell you something. God had a reason for it. You may think you don't need to hear this, but you may. You may need to hear it more than you think you do. But God has a purpose for all things. His plan is true and it's divine. It's heavenly and it will work. So I done my little part. What you do with it is between you and God. I put in that little thing I typed out yesterday. The sister Betty Sue, I said a dear sister, she was more concerned about my soul than I was. And I have no doubt today a lot of us is more concerned about your soul than you are. You need to get concerned about your soul and where you stand with the Lord. Get your soul, brother. If you're here today and you're lost, I loved that during our revival that we didn't have to give altar calls. God gave them all. He gave every one of them and people bowed. But I'm going to extend you an altar call today. And if you're here today and you're going through something and you just don't understand the purpose of it all things work for good to those that love God. Amen. The goodness of God will get you there. Amen. He will get you there. And he'll show you the purpose of everything if you want to know. And I want you to know if you're a lost sinner, when you reach that peace, that point where I don't remember everything. I hear people say that, and that's true. For me, I got to a place. Brother Bobby Hale, he's still my neighbor. I love him. Brother Raymond's done gone on. I didn't know nobody was there. but me and God, I promise you that. When I turned around, I don't know if I'd quit crying or wanted help, because I hadn't even heard them, but I just turned around, and they was just like this right here looking at me. And I had no doubt they'd been there praying and everything. And they was just like, wait for me to say something. And I didn't know what to say. Amen. I just knew it was gone. Amen. And they didn't go to ask me 1,000 questions either. They just let me go on out. Sometimes that's the very best thing you can do. Let them get it worked out. And I walked on out there and stood on the corner of the porch. And then I walked on. I can't even remember if I got my ski that night. I don't remember much about all that. I just remember going home with peace that night. Listen to me, you can go home with peace. Amen. That's the goodness of God. Amen. Go ahead, brother. I'll try to shut up.